said, there is no exercise better for the heart than reaching down and lifting people up. This is true for 26-year-old Orlando Christopher Brown, who 1 year ago risked his life to save that of a young boy. On October 5, 2015, Orlando Brown was at a house in the Akiwa community of St. Andrew, where it all happened.
It was a very rainy day, like a lot of rain was pouring hard. I was inside with my little cousin that she's blind, and she said, what that cousin say? Wow, she said, any ear screaming like somebody has to help.
Mr. Brown recalls how he ran outside and down the road to investigate. He stood on a bridge where he saw a boy being washed away by raging flood waters, rushing from Mannings Hill Road and leading into the Sandy Gully. He could hear the boy screaming as the water dragged him along.
I was at the bridge standing, so a friend of mine named Karen, she looked at me and said, can you something? And I was like, to the look where she looked at me and the impression, the water was giving at the wall. She said, no, this could have been my child. I don't know what come over me, just run. I run a good distance. I run more than 200 meters to reach where I could get to safety.
Mr. Brown decided to try to save the boy, whose cry for help softened his heart. Despite advice from others for him to avoid the water and the shouts of warning, Mr. Brown, being a non-swimmer, was determined to help the child, who by this time had drifted to the middle of the gully and was holding on to an object.
And he hold on a branch in the gully. I have a little island with some tree. I walked to the gully edge and I was looking at the water and I saw it and I was like, no, Father, I will never really do this. He just let them out and I say, he might beg for help. You see, we run from so far and then there is no turning back.
After testing the water to determine whether it was manageable, Mr. Brown grasped the boy and pulled him to land. The rescued boy was rushed to hospital by police, who were summoned by a passerby. Come National Heroes Day, October 17, Mr. Brown will be presented with the Badge of Honor for Gallantry. He's humbled by the national recognition.
Telling the truth, in myself, here's full of eyes. I never say, I thought so good, really, feel good. To all of those young youth out there in Jamaica, I just want to tell you that the crime and the violence do not pay. All I can say is just, you can do good, and good it always follow you.
National Award recipient Orlando Brown. Relatives and friends of Mr. Brown are looking forward to the medal presentation ceremony on National Heroes Day. Marvin Stewart, a cousin of Mr. Brown, says he witnessed the heroic act and was one of those who brought it to the media's attention.
I was in the community and he ran past me, gone down the road. To be honest, when I expect him to go down the gully, he can't swim none at all. We don't go beach in adventure. But for him jumping on the gully, boy, there's a bit of awkward bravery. He acted brave that evening, man.
Mr. Stewart says he's proud of his cousin and expressed hope that the National Award will be a stepping stone for Mr. Brown as he continues to play his part in helping to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business.
Here's a total, Miss Lawrence.
Wow, this is all?
Yes. NHF has increased the amount it pays for medication for children with NHF cards.
You're serious? This is good.
That's right. Effective September 1, the National Health Fund doubled the amount it pays on pharmaceuticals for NHF cardholders 18 years and under. To get more information, call the NHF at 906-1106. NHF, your health is your responsibility.
There's no specific vaccine or treatment for ZCV. Mosquito prevention is key. Protect yourself from ZCV. Keep your surroundings mosquito free.
A message from the Ministry of Health in association with the Jamaica Information Service.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.